We're holding on Ayin Bez Amud Aleph, the second line. The Mishnah had said, here we were talking about the harvesting of grain that you're not allowed to do before the Omer is harvested, because it has to be Reishis Ketuchim, it has to be the first of your harvest, and we talked about there also may be a problem that you may come to eat from it. However, the Mishnah had said, Kotsun Mepan Tios, you are allowed to harvest the grain before the Omer because of plants. So we said the explanation is, Rashi has given two explanations, either that the grain is taking nutrients from the ground and therefore causing the plants, the young trees to be weaker, and therefore you're allowed to do it because of that. Or the other explanation Rashi had said is, because of kelayim, because the young trees being near the grain is going to be a problem of kelayim, which we talked about yesterday. That Amram holds that it's not only grapevines, and the David holds it would indeed apply to other trees as well. Anyway, so you're allowed to do that. We said with Nebesa Evil, or where you need to make room for Avelin, where they need room for the Avelin to be able to sit and people to be Menachem Oval and give them the first meal after Leviah, the Sodas Havra. So you're allowed to do for that purpose, and with Nebesa Medrash, or for a base Medrash, if people need room in order to sit to learn Torah because there's not enough room indoors. So all those things you're allowed to keep. So the Gemara says, my timer, why is that? Because the pasuk says that you can't. The pasuk says that the omer has to be the first of your harvest. Now, the word "silchem," why doesn't it just say "veishes kotzer"? It means, and specifically, your means when you're doing it for your optional purposes, not when you're doing it for a mitzvah. So in the case of the plants, there's two the two different ways of explanation. The two different explanations are going to reflect whether the Gemara's answer refers to the plants as well. If we say that he's doing it just because so the plants don't get wound, that's not a mitzvah. However, then that's a different point Rashi had said in the Mishnah, because anyway, that's like the grain growing in valleys or in irrigated fields or whatever, where we said he can't bring the Omer from it anyway. Whereas if we say the reason is because of Kilayim, then it means that the reason the Gemara is giving over here about the mitzvah applies to all three of them. Tosfos points out that the Gemara elsewhere learns a different drasha from the word ktsilchem, that it means that first of all it means that that it means that you're allowed to have tanah from chodesh, and another meaning is that it just means that that's just the Torah's general way of speaking. It means your harvest in the plural, as in because the Torah is addressing the whole Jewish people. So how are we doing over here at drasha ktsilchem? So one point is Tosfos elsewhere explains that it could have said even if it was just for that, it could have said ktsilcha in the singular. Since it says ktsilchem in the plural, then we're able to learn both that it means that it's not your optional thing, that you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, as well as those other drashas that the Gemara brings according to the different opinions and stuff in it. So you're allowed to do that before. So you're allowed to do that before the other. The Mishnah had said, "V'layasa kriches avamanichem tzvasim." The Mishnah had said, "You can't make them into big bundles, but you can make them into." You can make them into small groupings. We talked about in the Mishnah what krichos versus tzvasim are exactly. Rashi had said that it means that you don't make them into bundles. You leave them unbundled. But Amram had given a different explanation. Don't make them into big bundles, just into small ones. So why is that, my timer? Because as much as we can avoid, we should not do the tirfa. In other words, we want to do it differently than usual. First of all, this way we demonstrate that we're only doing what's necessary because of the mitzvah or because of laws or whatever, and not more than that. And second of all, of course, there's a concern. The more you work with it, the more you may come to eat. So therefore, so do the minimum possible. Don't make big bundles of it. Just make small bundles, or don't make any bundles at all. And that way, at least you're demonstrating that you're doing as little as possible, and not impinging on the omer. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said mitzvah sa'omer lahavim min akom. The ideal mitzvah of the omer is that it should come from standing grain. But then he said in the Mishnah that if you can't find standing grain available, then you bring even from grain that was harvested before. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa, when the pasuk says, and in Parshas Vayikra, the impact with minchas vikorim, the pasuk says, when you bring the first fruits, or the thing, the first fruits mincha, which, as we've learned throughout this parak, refers to the Omer. Ma tamad loymar. Now, the pasuk says takriv there, and then again later on in the pasuk it says takriv. The takriv minchas v'kurim l'Hashem. When you bring this minchas v'kurim to Hashem, the other kolay ba'esh geras caramel, it has to be white barley, which was toasted in the fire, ground from fresh grain. Takriv es minchas v'kurecha. You should offer the mincha of your v'kurim. So why does it say twice takriv? In particular, Rashi says, why does it have to say the first takriv? Then here is the rule, takriv is minchas v'kurecha. So why does it say the first takriv? The Chiddushim, I mean, the Fasim Rashba says that no, it means that one of them is extra, and the Gemara haps on the first one because that is the first one, because the first one in the Fasim. Anyway, Ma Tamal, why not? What are we learning from that word Tanti? So, like this, Kishu Mitzvah Sa'omer Lahavim in Akrama, given that the proper way is that the Omer is supposed to be brought from a standing given, I mean, now you're saying, my Motza. How do we know that if he can't find standing grain to harvest for the Omer, that he should bring even from previously bundled up grain? Talmud Lomar Takriv, that is why the pasuk says Takriv, meaning regardless, you have to bring this korban Omer. Davar Acha, another explanation, Takriv, another meaning of Takriv, we should mitzvah l'havim in Allah. As we learned earlier in the parak, he's supposed to bring it from the fresh grain, which is why it was supposed to be as close as possible to the Salayim. So it has to be as fresh as possible. But how do we know that if you can't find fresh grain, moist grain, then you should bring dry grain? And as it is, you dry it anyway. You toast it in the fire, as we learned earlier in the parak. But in other words, you sort out with fresh grain and then you toast it. But what we're saying, if you can't find, then you can bring even from grain that's already dry beforehand. Again, Talmud Lomar Takriv, this pasuk is saying Takriv, meaning regardless, you bring the korban ha'omer no matter what. Gavar Acha, another meaning, the mitzvah, the proper way of harvesting the Omer is to do it by the night going into the 16th of Nisan. How do we know that even if you harvest it by day, then the B'yavid will be kosher? So again, the pasuk is saying that. Again, the pasuk is saying takriv for that. Shitim Ukubetzer takes out those words because the Gemara is going to continue. The Braisa is going to continue with another point that relates to takriv. The Dorchas Shabbos, and how do we know that it is Dorchas Shabbos, which we'll see soon. What we mean by it? Do we mean the harvesting or the bringing of it or both? Talmud Lomar Takriv again. Therefore, the pasuk is takriv. So therefore, we learn. In other words, takriv. So it means, you know, the word takriv, you should offer, means no matter what, even if you don't have fresh grain, takriv afilu b'Shabbos, and it means that you bring it even, it means that you offer it even on Shabbos. And takriv afilu b'Tumah, and it means that you bring it even when the Kohenim or the Klei Sharis or whatever are coming. So in other words, the Taras HaKodesh explains, you shouldn't think there's a machlokas tanoim over here. Therefore, the Braisa is saying that no, everybody agrees with all these dinim. Tosfos points out that we're going to have further down on the Amud, we're going to talk about the opinions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. We have in a number of places in Shas. We know there are certain mitzvahs that override Shabbos. What about the prerequisites for those mitzvahs? What about the preparatory steps for those mitzvahs? Rabbi Eliezer holds that they are also doing for Shabbos, even if he could have done them ahead of Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that no, the things that could not have been done otherwise can be done on Shabbos, but things that could have been done before Shabbos have to be done before Shabbos, and if you didn't, then you can't do them on Shabbos. So Tosfos points out then that if the Braisa is saying that you put the Dieved harvest the grain by day and it's kosher, then that implies it doesn't have to be the night before. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, why should it be done for Shabbos? Maybe we should say that in that case, when the 16th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, you have to do the harvesting sometime before. So Tosfos says that's the thing. In other words, what we're saying is that when we're saying it's Dorech HaShabbos, you're right. It doesn't mean the harvesting is Dorech HaShabbos. It means the offering of it is Dorech HaShabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, in fact, the harvesting of it would not, because according to him, it could have been harvested on an earlier day, and therefore it can't be done on Shabbos. So we'll talk about that as we go through the story over here. In the end, though, the Rambam learns not like that. The Rambam learns that, in fact, it is Doch HaShabbos. And when if the 16th falls on Shabbos, you do nevertheless do it by night. And nevertheless, that it is, if you didn't do it by night, then you could be the other do it by day. And different notes to Kalim on the Rambam discuss why that would be so. Okay, so we're saying that all these, so all of these things. One point that one of the Foshim makes is that usually we have, anyway, the expression we've had in Zvachim and in Arma Sechta is Shana all of our Pasuk La'akiv. Only when the Pasuk repeats something is it Ma'akiv. So here, why do we need the word Takiv to tell us that all these things that you can bring from dry grain, that you can bring from, that you can harvest it by day, etc. Anyway, since it doesn't repeat it, then anyway it's not back. So there's a difference between the Torah insists that you should always bring, maybe for example, it doesn't have to be harvested by night, but maybe it doesn't have to be that you harvested it for the Omer by night, but at least it has to have been harvested by night. Maybe the Torah does require that. Maybe at least you would say, in other words, there were certain things, even if the Torah doesn't repeat them, nevertheless, they're a basic definition of the Omer, and therefore they're essential, and therefore the Gemara is telling us that not so tactic no matter what. Next, the Mishnah said, Niksa v'yom kosher. If the Omer was harvested by day, then it's kosher. So they want to ask the Hatnan, what we learn in a Mishnah in Megillah, the Mishnah goes through over there mitzvahs that have to be done by day, and the Mishnah establishes over there that all of them are kosher if they're done all day long. The first one that it has in the list of the Mishnah over there is reading the Megillah, which is why it's in the Sefer Megillah, and the Mishnah gives a list of a whole bunch of other things that can be done, that have the mitzvah, ideally, many of them you should do in the morning, but if you have it, you can do them any time during the day. And then similarly, it lists things that are done by night and are kosher all night. And the Mishnah says, "Kol alayla kosher l'kitzuras ha'omer." The entire night is kosher for the harvesting of the omer. L'ha'ak t'chalavim ve'evorim, and to burn fats and limbs of the korbanos that were left over from today's korban. Now Rashi, interestingly, over here says that what it means is that what was already burnt on the mizbeach, and then it fell off the mizbeach, then you're allowed to put it back all night. In other words, it almost sounds like Rashi is saying if you hadn't put them on the mizbeach by day, then you're not allowed to put them by night. Now that's not so. In fact, the fact is you are allowed to. So the Kehilas Yaakov gives an answer that fine, but at least for Chatchila, Rashi holds that it's better to put them all on the Mizbeach during the day, and then if you didn't, then fine, b'di'eved. So therefore, Rashi is focusing more on the case where they were on the Mizbeach and were getting burnt, and then they fell off or jumped off, as we learned in Zvachim, then they were saying that even the Chatchila, you put them back all night. And the Mishnah says, Zachfal, the general rule, Dovash Mitzvah, Kol HaYom, or Bayom, Kosher Kol HaYom, any mitzvah that is anything where the mitzvah is during the day, then it's kosher any time during the day. So any of the things that it mentions over there, Kriyas HaMegillah, bringing the korbanos, and a whole bunch of other things that can be done by day. So they're kosher any time during the day. Shchita, Zrika, and then various other things that the Mishnah lists over there. Dovash mitzvahs of alayla, and things where the mitzvah is to do it by night. Kosher kol alayla, or kosher the entire night. Now, katani laila dumya diyayim. Now the Mishnah seems to be equating the ones that are by the night and the ones that are by the day. Meaning, the ones that have to be done by day can't be done by night. Say, for example, to take the two examples that Rashi gives over here, Shchita and Zuchas Domim, those have to be done by day. You do them by night, then they're possible, as we learned in Zvachim. Rashi refers in this connection to a Gemara in Nidin that talks about that. So it's not just Lav Hachila, you have to do them by day, but even B'di'evit, if you did them by night, then they're possible. After Laila Bayim Nami Lo. So the implication would seem to be that anything which is supposed to be done by night has to dap to be done by night and not by day. So then what are you telling me, that the harvesting of the Omer is supposed to be done by night, but B'di'evit, you did it B'di'evit, but you did it by day, then it would be kosher? So how does that work? Why would we say that it's kosher by day? Tosfos points out that the Gemara could maybe have drawn a distinction between whether it was harvested the day before or the day after, but Tosfos says that no, when it comes to this, there would be no distinction. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, So Amar Rabba like Kasha, her Rebbe, her Rabbi was a Rebbe Shimon. The difference is that our Mishnah is holds like a Rebbe, and the Mishnah in Megillah holds like a Rebbe was a Rebbe Shimon. Now, the fact is, even though the Gemara so far, now we're gonna go through this discussion over here, and we're gonna see. Even though the Gemara is saying that Mishnah goes only like one Tana, the fact is it is presented as a Stam Mishnah, and usually the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. So Tosfos refers over here to a discussion of there was earlier in the Perek where we talked about the question of whether in fact is the halacha in the end like that Mishnah in Megillah, or is the halacha like on Mishnah? In other words, would the harvesting of the omer be kosher by night or be kosher by day or only by night? According to the Mishnah in Megillah, the Gemara is saying, according to the laws of Rebbe Shimon, it is possible if you do it by day. Whereas according to on Mishnah, Rebbe would hold that that's kosher if you do it by day, and that has implications in turn. Tosfos had pointed out earlier in the Perek that has implications as far as the question of if you forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer by night, can you count by day? Where we said there, Tosfos had said that Bahag, the Bahal Halachas Gedolos, says that you could count by day, and this is the accepted halacha. But on the other hand, Tosfos argues that not, because the halacha ought to be like that Mishnah, and things that are kosher by night are kosher only by night. But here also you have the point where the Rambam says b'dieved it is kosher if it's done by day, but nevertheless, where we said before, it is also d'orech Shabbos instead of just saying that you would do it on an earlier day. Okay. Anyway, so Rebbe versus Rebbe was a Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Suppose the Kohen was standing there and bringing the Omer, the Nitnis, and it became Tomei while he's holding it, while he's busy offering it, something happened to make it Tomei. In Yeshacheres, if there was other grain available, if there's other barley available that they could quickly harvest and go and do all the procedures and bring the Omer in Loi, then we tell him Omer. It says in the Gemara, and on the side over here it says that on the side it should really be Omerim. We tell him Havei Acheres Kachel, bring a new one instead of it. Better to not bring the korban when it's tummy. Tosfos refers to a Gemara in Yuma that talks about, and you have the famous machlokas in a number of places in Shas, where the tuma hutra b'tzibur or d'chuya b'tzibur. When we say that you can bring korbanas tzibur b'tuma, is it that it's only pushed off? Ideally, we should bring them with as much tara as possible, but if we can't, then the Torah allows you to bring them the tuma. Or is it hutra b'tzibur, that b'tzibur is completely mutter? So Tosfos points out, even according to the opinion that Butra B'tzibur, nevertheless, we would still want to, if possible, bring a different Omer, and in order that, because after all, Koyanim are supposed to eat the Shiraim of it, and if it's Tomei, they're not going to be able to eat the Shiraim. So ideally, we should do that. The Imlav, what if there's no other grain available to harvest? Omer Loi, and then he tells them, Omerim Loi, they tell him, Hevi Pikeach Ushsoik, be smart about it and be quiet. So go ahead and bring it as it is, but when it's tummy, because the fact is you're allowed to bring a korban tzibur b'tumah, but don't tell other people about it, because then people are going to think that in general you're allowed to bring menachos when they're tummy, even individual people's menachos, and the fact is it's not like that. Only korbanos tzibur and the korban pesach, which to a certain extent is considered a korban tzibur, are doicha tumah, a private person's korban is not. So therefore we tell them, heavy pikeach sorry, be smart about it. Don't say anything about it, so that people won't misunderstand and think that, and think that other kinds of menachos can also be brought b'tuma. A different explanation in that relevant Gemara in Yuma. There's a Rabbeinu Oyakim. We'll talk about him at the beginning of the next parak. Rabbeinu Oyakim was a chaver of Rashi. Anyway, he has a pirush on Masechta Yuma over there. He says the vort is that like this, at least they're going to be eating it. At least like this, they won't be eating it b'tumah b'mezid. It'll be only b'shurgit basically. So the point may be, in other words, since we're saying the nitmis b'yada, meaning he's the only one who actually knows that it came tummy, so we can tell him that, look, you could always pretend, like you can always pretend it didn't happen. The other people are not required to rely on you, and therefore they can eat it. In any case, so the point is that so we see that the Tanakhama of that Braisa says that we could harvest new grain if necessary for the owner. Now, of course, this is already on the 16th of Nisan, because we're talking about on by day, because we're talking about that he's already being matched with it, which takes place by day. But the, so Divrei Rebbe, this is what Rebbe says. Rebbe Lozer b'Rebbe Shimon Omer, but Rebbe Lozer b'Rebbe Shimon says no. Ben kach ben kach Omer loy. Either way, he tells him, "Have it be'keach l'shtoik. Be smart about it and be quiet." Because we have no choice. We have to bring this Omer. Shapola Omer Shemikta Shalemus Kimitzvah Say Possel. Because, says Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, any time the Omer was harvested, not according to the mitzvah, meaning in other words, by night, so it wasn't done by night, then it's going to be Possel. With that said though, Rabbi Gershom brings an explanation that it means better to bring it to Tumah rather than harvesting another one by day. So the implication seems to mean that Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon would say fine. If you need to harvest it by day, then it would be fine. But it means, in other words, it's still better to bring one that was harvested by night rather than do one that was by day. So the point is, in other words, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon is saying that you shouldn't harvest new by day. You should bring the one that was harvested last night, even though now it's time. So therefore we see in our Mishnah, when it says if it was harvested by day, it's kosher, that would be according to Rebbe. Whereas the Mishnah in Megillah that says that says if you harvest it by night and it can be any time during the night, but the implication is not by day, then Rebbe Lozer, that would be Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon's opinion. And therefore you can't harvest it by day. In fact, by the way, you know, you have in Pirkei Avos, when it mentions the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, one of them is that the Omer and the Shteir Lechem and the Lechem Aponim never became possible. And Mefarshim on the Mishnah explained, because if they became possible, then you'd have the whole trouble that you have over here. Do we harvest new grain that day? Are we fulfilling the mitzvah in the best possible way then? Are we even fulfilling the mitzvah at all? So therefore, Hashem protected them, that it never actually became Tomei in the first place. So the din that we mentioned before, where he's offering the Omer, and it turns out to be and then it becomes Tomei, and whether he should continue offering it or whether he start with a new one, etc. The Mishnah is saying, name and pick of us, it never actually happened in practice. Okay. So let's analyze Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon b'shittas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shal Aviv Amra. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of his father. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's father was Rabbi Shimon by Yechai, and Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe is and Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe is Rabbi Akiva. It's not. And we learn, Tosfos said, referring to this earlier, we talked about it a couple of minutes ago, that Klal Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva had set a general rule as far as preparatory steps for a mitzvah. One example where this comes up is as far as Mila. A Mila itself is Mana, is Dotha Shabbos, but the prerequisites for it, Rabbi Akiva says, are not. So say, for example, you don't have a knife, you can't make one or bring one through the Shasarabim on Shabbos. Another example is with the Korban Pesach. You bring the Korban Pesach itself when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, but prerequisites for it, for example, bringing it from outside the Tchum, are not done for Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Akiva said a general rule, Kol melacha she'efshal la'asosim Erev Shabbos, any melacha which you could have done just as well on Erev Shabbos, ain't a doicha, it's a Shabbos, then that melacha is not doicha Shabbos. If you didn't do it on Friday, then you can't do it on Shabbos after all. So Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon holds like that opinion. And furthermore, the Savalak Rabbi Shmuel, furthermore, in another detail, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, Tosfos points out, it can't be entirely like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, the posit and the drasha, the Gemara is going to bring now from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva argues with that drasha. So therefore, what we're saying, that Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon has kind of a blend in one particular thing. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, that prerequisites for a mitzvah, not both for Shabbos, but in another matter, as far as how to doubt in a certain pasuk and learn from it that the harvesting of the Omer is a mitzvah, in that he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The Omer, where Rabbi Shmuel says, Ksiras Omer mitzvah, that harvesting the Omer itself is a mitzvah. It's not just, a prerequisite for a mitzvah, it is a mitzvah itself, Rabbi Shmuel holds. The Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Now you have like this, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that says, for 6 days you should work, on the seventh day you rest. From plowing and from harvesting, you should rest. Now, If it means Shabbos, then why is the pasuk mentioning only those two malachas? There are 39 malachas that are also on Shabbos. So there's two different ways to explain the pasuk. So first we'll talk here in the Gemara about Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Afterwards we'll explain what Rabbi Akiva's opinion is. Rabbi Shmuel says that it is in fact talking about Shabbos, but the Torah is putting together Chorish and Kotzer to make a Hekesh. Ma Chorish Rishus, just like plowing is always a Rishus, because there's never a mitzvah to plow. Even, for example, you need to grow barley for the Omer, you need to grow wheat for the Shteilechem, etc. There's no particular mitzvah to plow in the sense. Normally, of course, you're going to need to plow a field for the purpose. But suppose you find a field already plowed, the plowing doesn't have to be done L'shem mitzvah. So if you find a field already plowed, then you don't need to plow it now. So we learn from that plowing by definition is always going to be something optional. Ask kotzer rishus. Therefore, the Torah is implying what kind of harvesting can you not do on Shabbos? Only the kind which is also optional. Yotzik tzir oimer shul mitzvah, as opposed to the harvesting of the oimer, which is a mitzvah, because, as we said before, even though now b'dieved, if you can't find fresh standing grain, then you take old grain that was already harvested beforehand. And bundled into bundles. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to do fresh, newly harvested grain. Therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, we can look back plus is teaching us that the harvesting of the Omer is a mitzvah and is Dorich Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Akiva learns differently. Rabbi Akiva says that the Shabbos that's talking about in the pasuk over there is actually talking about Shnitten. And what it means is, b'chodesh v'kotzer tishrei, it means not only doing shmita, you can't plow and harvest, that's obvious, we know that from the dinim of shmita in Parshas Vayechi. Rabbi Akiva learns from it that it means that even before shmita, there's a certain period of time for the Tosfos Shviyos when you're already not allowed to do agricultural work. Because the kind of work that you'd be doing at that point would be preparing what he says is that the plowing refers to before Shemitah, and the harvesting refers to produce that grew during Shemitah, and you're harvesting it afterwards, that you still have the dinim of Shemitah applied to that harvest. Anyway, but the point is, so again, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is not holding like Rabbi Akiva in that. He holds that the positive Sheshes Yom Tavid, the Chodesh of Akasa Tishrei, is in fact referring to the weekly Shabbos. So therefore, he learns like Rabbi Shmuel that we learn from that harvesting the Omer is a mitzvah. But on the other hand, he also learns like Rabbi Akiva that says that only the mitzvah itself is good for Shabbos, not the machshirin mitzvah. Putting those two things together yields that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon will hold that the actual harvesting itself is a mitzvah, and therefore it's Dorech HaShabbos. So now we have to ask though, the question is though, if you were, it has to be there, or necessarily for him to say that it's Dorech HaShabbos, if you were going to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that even if it was harvested not according to the mitzvah, meaning on the night going into the 16th of Nisan, kosher, that would be kosher b'dieved, amai dochi Shabbos, then why would it override Shabbos? Then it would be a malacha shef shalasai some Erev Shabbos. You could have done it on Erev Shabbos. Given, as Tosfos says, even though the Hatzilah, you're supposed to do it by night, but since with the Yevet, you could do it by day, then it wouldn't be as it is. Where do we learn the concept that Korbanah Sibur, or Doit HaShabbos, we learn from the fact that it says B'moya Doit. It has to be in its time, implying only in its time, and it can't be before or after. As opposed to over here, we were going to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he could harvest it before he was. When we say over here, why would it override Shabbos? Nitzir him Erev Shabbos. Why don't we harvest it Erev Shabbos? I mean, to be exact, not Erev Shabbos per se, Erev Shabbos itself. If the 16th of Nisan is Shabbos, then the 15th of Nisan is Erev Shabbos, and you can't harvest then either. But it means sometime beforehand, sometime on Erev Pesach or earlier. And the fact is that it's not so. Elamid Yidochi Shabbos, since Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that the harvesting itself is overrides Shabbos, Shmamin on Mitzvah Shalad Kimitzvah Seh Pasol. Therefore, automatically, we see from that if it's harvested, not according to the mitzvah, then it's Pasol. And therefore, it has to be done by day. Okay, again, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon does hold that with the Yevon, if you didn't do it at night at all, and you could do it by day, it just means, in other words, that when you have one that was harvested by night, then that takes precedence. And therefore you shouldn't do one by day, and therefore better to bring it when it's coming. So we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon necessarily holds that the harvesting, in order for him to hold that Dorech HaShabbos, it must be that he holds that it can only be done on that night, and according to that, maybe also the next morning, but it can't have been done on a previous day. Meanwhile, we're saying that Rebbe would hold that that it is kosher if it was done by day, and that means even a previous day. So therefore, according to him, it wouldn't be Deucha Shabbos. So the question is, though, we're saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon holds like his father Reb Shimon, implying that Rebbe does not. The question is, why is Rebbe not holding also like Reb Shimon? But Rebbe loved Talmid of Reb Shimon. Isn't Rebbe a Talmud of Reb Shimon? And normally we would expect that a Talmud doesn't disagree with his Rebbe. Obviously, we have many places throughout Shas where they do, but we shouldn't invent a machlokus between them for no reason. Vatanya, and we see clearly that Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Shimon, because Omer Rebbe, Kshayin Alein, Lamedin Torah Etzar Reb Shimon, Bitzkoya, when we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon in the city of Tzkoya, we would bring up for him on Shabbos oil and a towel, oil to smear on his skin after a bath, and a towel to dry himself, and we would bring him up on Shabbos from one courtyard to a roof, and then from that roof to an open and close to an enclosed area, and then from one karpif to another, until we reach the spring where we would bathe. You're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, but you're allowed to bathe. You're allowed to bathe in a spring of cold water on Shabbos, but they needed oil and they needed a towel over there. So Rebbe is now Reb Shimon holds in the Sefer Eruv, and it was actually in Shloisha Perakim of Rambam yesterday, that Reb Shimon holds like this. You have the concept of Eruv Chatzeris, of course, that you can't carry out from the houses to the Chatzer without making an Eruv between them, and you can't carry out from the Chatzer to the Mavri, to the alleyway or street into which the Chatzeris open without making a Shittuf Mavoyas. However, Reb Shimon holds that all of the non-house areas in a city, Reb Shimon holds, are all considered one reshus, and you don't need an eruv between them. So if you have kalim that started out in a chotzer before Shabbos, for example, Reb Shimon will allow you to do just what Rebbe is saying over here, that you could now bring them from that chotzer to a roof. You could bring them from that roof to a karpis, which is a large enclosed area that was not enclosed l'shem dira. It's not enclosed for living purposes. It's like a park or a large backyard or something like that. And you can do like that, and all of that is considered one reshus, and you don't need an eruv between those things in order to bring it, provided, again, that the keli started out on the chotzer or on the roof or whatever before Shabbos, and provided that you don't bring it into any of the houses. Anyway, we see that Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Shimon. So if Reb Shimon holds that, if you're telling me Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was Reb Shimon's Rebbe, and therefore we would expect, and therefore we can say there's a chain over here. Rabbi Akiva taught this din, and Reb Shimon learned it from him and held that way as well. And Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's son, also held that way. Why wouldn't Rebbe hold that way? So the answer is that Rebbe holds like a different statement of Reb Shimon. You're telling me that Reb Shimon holds that implicitly Reb Shimon holds that the harvesting of the Omer would be the Kathavis, but in fact I can find you a different statement of Reb Shimon that contradicts that and says that you could do it another time. Because the time we learn in a brisa, Amar Reb Shimon, Boyure kama chaviva mitzvah v'shaikol. Come see how precious is a mitzvah done in its proper time. Shara hekta chalavim ve'evorim pshedim kol alayla. Because after all, you are allowed to burn the fats and limbs of korbanos that are left over from the day. You're allowed to burn them the whole night. Nevertheless, the Kohenim would not wait for them until they got dark when Korbanos were brought on Shabbos. Now consider, for example, Korbanos are brought on Shabbos. The Shechita of the Korban and the other Avodas of the Korban, of course, are done for Shabbos. But what about the burning of the fat? You don't have to do it on Shabbos. After all, you could just as well do it after Shabbos. Why don't they just wait until after Shabbos? And that way they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos unnecessarily. Nevertheless, says Reb Shimon, you see that a mitzvah is so precious in its time that they will burn them even on Shabbos. So you see from that, Reb Shimon says, even when you do the mitzvah after Shabbos, then nevertheless it's better to do it b'shaita, even though that means that you have to break Shabbos for it. Well, by the same, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is that factor. So therefore, so now you see the same thing then. So by the harvesting of the omer, it's the same thing. Yes, you could harvest it before Shabbos, and that's what Rebbe holds. Nevertheless, it's better to do it in the proper time, the night of the 16th of Nisan, even if that means overriding Shabbos. So in other words, Rashi explains, what about Rabbi Akiva's rule? Rabbi Akiva's rule would be, Then, let's say, for example, there's no particular time. You have to bring a knife for the milah. You're going to need the knife there to do the milah. But there's no particular chaviva mitzvah shaita to bring it now as opposed to earlier. But when we're talking about over here with the harvesting of the onion, where the chaviva mitzvah shaita tells us the best time to do it is the night going into the 16th, then Rebbe will hold that it is, then Rebbe will hold that it is Dorech HaShabbos, even though it could have been done a couple of days earlier. Okay, so therefore, so Rebbe is in fact holding like Reb Shimon, but he's holding like a different statement of Reb Shimon. Well, the question is, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Lo Shmi Halei. Okay, but if Reb Shimon held that way, wouldn't Reb Elazar Reb Shimon himself have heard that din of Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, and then he would also say that, what would be his proof that the harvesting of the Omer is Doicha Shabbos? After all, then he would have to hold like, then why doesn't he hold like Rebbe? That you could have done it a couple of days earlier, but Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita makes it better, best to do it on Friday night, when that's the 16th of Nisan. And therefore, that doesn't prove though that it's Doicha Shabbos. Rather, we have to answer that when it comes to the burning of the fats and the limbs, after all, the shchita was already done on Shabbos, because you have to shecht it on Shabbos. So once Shabbos was pushed off, then already we can apply Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita and say that once we were able to override Shabbos to shecht the korban, then the same thing as far as burning the parts of the korban as well. As opposed to the oimer, you can't say that. When you get to harvesting the Omer, Shabbos has not yet been overridden. Yes, tomorrow you're going to be overriding Shabbos to offer this korban. But that's afterwards. That now when you're harvesting, Shabbos has not been overridden yet, and therefore, so therefore, the laws of Reb Shimon holds that therefore the Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita doesn't apply in the year. So you have in order to shecht the korban. We mean, in other words, to shecht the korban of Shabbos. Rabbi Negoshim points out that after all, you also have the when you bring the omer itself. Later on, there's going to be shechting of korbanos, because you have the korbanos that go together with the omer. But anyway. So the laws of Reb Shimon says that when Shabbos has already been overridden, then Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita will allow us to override it again. But with the harvesting of the Omer, it's not so. Therefore, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita is not a good enough reason for it to override Shabbos. It must be, says the laws of Reb Shimon, the only reason would be because, in fact, it would be possible if you do it any time before then. Okay, well, the Gemara asked the Rebbe, Hochnari doch se shchita se Shabbos. Well, why doesn't Rebbe agree with that, Svara? That's a good point. Once you would do it for Shabbos for the shchita, then you can be doicha Shabbos for burning the chalav and veivorim. How does Rebbe say the same thing is true as far as the harvesting of the omer, where when you get ready to do it, there hasn't yet been any overriding of Shabbos? So that doesn't work as an explanation, because then Rebbe would have to agree with that as well. So we're going to have to answer that Rebbe in fact holds the harvesting of the Omer is not Doicha Shabbos. So we're not going to say this Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita. We're going to say that he says flat out, since you could have done it before Shabbos, then therefore you can't do it. Therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. So my answer, Loi, you're telling me that Rebbe holds you don't harvest the Omer on Shabbos? We learned at the beginning of our parak. We had we had Rabbi Shmuel's opinion about how much grain you harvest when it's on Friday night versus on a weeknight. We said that Rabbi Shmuel had said that if it's on Shabbos, 3 saw, and if it's on a weeknight, then 5 saw. We talked about at the beginning of the parak. And the Chum said whether Shabbos or weekday, you always harvest 3 saw and then sift it out to get the 1 isod in for the Omer. So the point is, both Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim are agreeing that the harvesting of the Omer is due for Shabbos, and the only question is how much we harvest. So the answer is, okay, Jaloi Karebi, we're going to have to say that Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Now, of course, Rebbe himself composed the Mishnayos and then finalized them, but not always. The Gemara will often have, as we have over here, we had an Oman Aleph also, where we said that a Mishnah in Megillah was appointed by Elazar Reb Shimon. Many times, the Mishnayos, as Rebbe transmitted them to us, don't follow his own opinion. They follow the version of the Mishnayos that was current among most of the Chachamim of that time. So Rebbe himself, being a Tana, can disagree with that, but nevertheless, it doesn't have to follow Rebbe's own opinion. Okay. The Gemara says, what about the next Mishnah? Well, that same Mishnah actually at the beginning of the Perek, where we had a machlokus about, also with Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohenim and the Chachamim, about is there a difference in the procedure of the harvesting, Shabbos versus weekdays, where Reb Chanina had said that if it's on Friday night, then you have only one post in the harvesting with one basket, etc. But if it was a different night of the week, then we want to publicize it, because as we learned earlier in the Perek, you have the problem with the Beit Shoshan. So if it's another night of the week, we want to publicize that we're not following them, and then we have three people and three baskets and so forth. Whether Shabbos or weekday, you have three people doing the harvesting, with three baskets, with shalosh mangalos, and with three sickles. So again, we see that both Reb Chanina and the Chachamim hold that the harvesting of the Omer is Dirk Shabbos. And again, when he says Chachamim, we should assume the Chachamim means all the Chachamim, including Rebbe. Then he says, okay, you're going to have to say it's not like, you're going to have to say it's not like Rebbe. Fine. What about the Mishnah had continued earlier in our Perek, that the Mishnah had gone through the whole procedure, the whole actual procedure of the harvesting, that the people who are going to be doing the harvesting asked a bunch of questions to the crowd that's there, should I use this sickle, should I use this basket, etc. And then over Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, the Mishnah had said, Yoyma Lahem, he said you should say to them, Yoyma Lahem, Shabbos too, you should ask them each thing three times, is today Shabbos, meaning, and nevertheless, I should still harvest the Oymas. And each time they answer him yes, and he goes ahead and does that. So again, wouldn't that be according to Rebbe as well? And again, the answer is Deloitte to Rebbe. No, there also we can say that Mishnah is not like Rebbe. So we're going to say so far that Rebbe holds that the harvesting of the Omer is not Dirk HaShabbos. If the 16th of Nisan comes Friday night, then according to Rebbe, you can't do any of these procedures. You have to harvest it before Yom Tov instead. Okay. The Gemara says, what about though? All Mishnah says, Niktzav Yom Kosher. What about though? All Mishnah says that if it was harvested by day, it's kosher. The Dochas Shabbos, and that it overrides Shabbos. Man Shamatay Da'om Niktzav Yom Kosher. Now, which opinion, Rebbe, that we've had so far, says that if the Omer is harvested by day, but it's kosher, that would be Rebbe. So, because according to the laws of Rebbe Shimon, it has to have been done the night before. The Katoni, Dochas Shabbos, and if Dochas Shabbos, and nevertheless, the Mishnah says that it's Dochas Shabbos. So that implies that Rebbe holds the harvesting is Dochas Shabbos. And the answer is lack problem. Well, the Mishnah doesn't mean the harvesting is Dirk HaShabbos. It means the offering of it is Dirk HaShabbos. Because the offering has to be done on the 16th of Nisan, and if that comes out on Shabbos, there's no alternative but to do it that way, that day. But when it comes to the harvesting of it, we can still say that Rebbe holds that, in fact, you can't harvest it on Shabbos. Okay, so we want to ask Avalok Tziroloi. So you're telling me the point of Rebbe, it would not be possible to do the harvesting on Shabbos. V'hatanya, we learn about Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, the same Rebbe himself says. When the Pesuk says, after, so in Parashas Emor, the Torah lists all of the Yom Tovim and the special mitzvahs that apply on them. And also in that connection, it mentions the Korban Omer, and the Pesuk finishes off by Dabra Moshe. Moshe spoke the Moedim of Hashem. Moshe told over the Moedim of Hashem to Bnei Israel. Now, Matam Adlema. Now, why do we need to say that? Any time that Hashem tells Moshe a mitzvah, he tells it over to the Jewish people. So why did the Torah need to spell out that Moshe actually said it to them? So the Brit said, Rebbe says, because when we talk about Korbanos overriding Shabbos, we would know only that the Tomid and the Korban Pesach shenem behen b'moyadai, where the Torah says on them that you bring them b'moyadai, and b'moyadai means in its proper time. I mean, and therefore we learn from that that it means even on Shabbos. So we know it means b'moyadev after the b'shabbos, b'moyadev after the b'chumah. It means that you bring them b'moyadev in the proper time, even if it's on Shabbos, even though that involves malachas of Shabbos, and even though the Koyanim or the Klei Shadus or the people or whatever are Tomei. So, strictly speaking, Tosfos points out the Gemara actually ends up learning the fact that it's that you bring the Purim Pesach the Truma, we actually learn from a different source, and the fact that the Chomet is Dorech HaShabbos, we learn actually from other Pesukim. So here the Gemara is just giving the simplest Drosha, but in fact the Gemara in Pesachim goes into details about it, and says we don't actually end up learning from those Pesukim. Anyway, continues Rebbe. Shar korbanos hatzibur minayin. How do we know the same thing applies to other korbanos hatzibur that you bring them even on Shabbos and even if there's Truma? Tabat loyma. Therefore, the pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, after it lists all the musafim, Eva tasu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem. The pasuk says these you should make for Hashem on your moyadim, on your yom tovim. So that includes all the korbanos hatzibur that are all the korbanos hatzibur that kavur lahem zman that have a fixed time. Now, minayim l'rabbis oimer v'hakorbim, right? How do we know that it also includes the korban oimer and the animal korbanos that come with it? Shtealechem v'hakorbim oven, and that it also includes the shtealechem and the korbanos that are brought with them, the shnei kvasim that we talked about earlier in our Masechta, and the various other korbanos that are brought with them. Now, those are not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Maybe then those are not Dorech HaShabbos. Talmud Lomar, that is why we have in Parshas Emor, where those things are mentioned by Dabba Moshe. So, Moyed HaShem, that Moshe spoke, Moyed Imam HaShem, meaning a Kosev, Kovam, Moyed Makulon, the Torah establishes that all of them have a fixed time, and therefore, once we say that some of them are Dorech HaShabbos and Toma, then all of them are. So whether they're mentioned in Parshas Emor, so whether they're the Talmud or the Purim Pesach, which we learn from other places, or whether they're talking about, or whether it's all the Korbanos that I mentioned in Parshas Emor, or the ones that I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, all of them are Dorech HaShabbos and all of them are Dorech HaTumah. Now, so, and the Braisa clearly introduces itself as Rebbe says. Now, Lamai, when we talk about the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem, when we talk about the Shtei Alechem, well, are Dorech HaShabbos. Lamai, as far as what? Yilein yeah. Lahakrova, do we mean that they're offered on Shabbos? Shtei Alechem. Are the Shtei Alechem themselves offered? The Shtei Alechem, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, first of all, they're chometz, and you never bring chometz on the Mizbeach. But in any case, then you don't bring any of them on the Mizbeach. Period. You bring the animal korbanos that are with them, but not the actual. But that's hakorevimah. The Braisa mentioned Shtei Alechem v'hakorevimah. So the Shtei Alechem themselves are not offered on the Mizbeach. So elapshita litzchina v'hakada. Evidently, then what we must mean is that what overrides Shabbos must be as far as, for example, grinding the grain and sifting it, which are malachas. But nevertheless, you do them on Shabbos, even though they could have been done before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. Now the parallel as far as Omer would be the harvesting that you also have grinding and sifting and all that, but with the Omer you have another mitzvah as well, which is the harvesting. And so the kadochi is a Shabbos, and then in that case it should be Dorech HaShabbos, even though it could have been done before Shabbos. So Rebbe himself apparently holds that all of the necessary prerequisites for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are Dorech HaShabbos. So how could we say, as we were saying all along, that, or how are we saying, as we said since the top of this onward, that Rebbe holds that the harvesting of the Omer is not Dorech HaShabbos? So, in fact, the Gemara could have asked from the Shtei Alechem themselves. You don't even need the diuk from them to the Omer. But we're talking about the topic under discussion is the Omer. So the Gemara wants to show that Rebbe would hold that apparently that the harvesting of the Omer is good for Shabbos, which would go against everything we've been saying all this time that he holds that it does not. So the answer is loy in an akrava, the hakrava. Loy. So the one answer is loy. Omer lahakrova or shtei alechem lafia. No, what it would mean is, as far as the omer, he means that the offering of it is Dorech HaShabbos, and it has to be because you can't do it any other way. It has to be brought on the 16th of Nisan, even if that's Shabbos. As far as the shtei alechem, what does Rebbe mean that they override Shabbos lafia? As far as the baking it. Namely, the question is, could you bake the Shtei Alechem before Yom Tov? No, because it was a Pasavar Rebbe, Tanu Makadish. Because Rebbe holds that the oven is what's Makadish, the Shtei Alechem. We touched on this earlier in the Masechta. We're going to talk about it in more detail. We're going to talk about it in more detail later on in the 11th parak of our Masechta. We're going to deal with the question of The Gemara is going to mention over there, there was a metal oven in the Beis Mikdash, which according to one opinion was a Kli Sharis, and it had to be therefore metal, because we learned earlier in the Masech that Kli Sharis have to be made out of metal. And that oven itself would be like Kaddish, what was baked in it. So now, once something is put in a Kli Sharis, it has Kedushas and Guf, and among other things, if it's left overnight, it becomes fossil. So therefore, if necessity, then according to that, they would have to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov itself. The other opinion, which we'll learn later on Daf Tzedek Hei, is that they could bake it before Yom Tov, and they didn't bake it in a Kli Sharis, they baked it in an ordinary oven. Anyway, Rebbe holds that the baking of it is Zeicha Shabbos, because the Pesach of Rebbe, Tanam Kaddish, Rebbe holds it's the oven that makes it holy, and therefore necessity, you have to do it on Yom Tov. If you baked it the day before Yom Tov, if Silala Bilina, then it would become possible by Lina. So therefore, when Rebbe says in this Braisa that the Shtei Alechem is Zoy for Shabbos, and obviously he can't mean the offering of it, because the Shtei Alechem are not offered on the Mizbeach, he means the baking of it. But not necessarily the previous steps, the grinding the flour, the sifting it, etc. That could have all been done before Yom Tov, and therefore Rebbe would hold it's not Zoy for Shabbos. Similarly, by the Omer, Rebbe does not have to hold that the harvesting has to be done on Friday night. He would hold that it could be done a few days earlier. Therefore, do it then, and therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. The actual offering of it has to be done on Shabbos, because there's no choice. So therefore, we can still say that Rebbe holds that the harvesting of the Omer is not Deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara asks the Sover Rebbe Tanu Makadosh. But does that imply that you're telling me that Rebbe says the oven is what makes the Shtei Alechem holy, and now makes it that after that that would possible by Lina? Well, Tanu, we learn in a Braisa, Kivseat Seres Ein Makadoshin Es Alechem Ela B'Shrika. The sheep that the Shalmei Tzibur that go together with the Shtei Alechem make the bread holy only when they're shechted. Hey, Tzad, what does that mean? Shechtim l'shman, if he shechted the shnei klasim l'shman, having in mind the proper kind of korban, v'zorach domen l'shman, and he sprinkled the blood l'shman, kodesh alechem, now the bread becomes holy, and now the various dinim of kodeshim will apply to it. But if it's vol yom touches it, he makes it possible, and if it goes out of the azara, it's possible, and linen will make it possible, etc. But shechtim shalo l'shman, but if he shechted the sheep shalo l'shman, v'zorach domen shalo l'shman, and or he sprinkled the blood shalo l'shman, like kodesh alechem, then the bread does not become holy. So he did both of the major avodas shalo l'shman, like kodesh alechem, then the bread doesn't become holy. What happens shechtim l'shman v'zorach domen shalo l'shman? If he did the shechita l'shma, but the zrika shalo l'shma, alechem kodesh, ain't it kodesh? Then the Shtei Alechem are holy, but not holy. We had a Machlokas, Udiyo and Omasechta, what it meant with the Machlokas, Abaya and Rava, that Abaya had said, it means that they are holy, but you can't even be poi to them, because they don't have enough Kedusha, for the Kedusha to be able to be transferred onto the money, and Rava had said that it means that you could be poi to them, however it means, Kodesh Reina Kodesh, the Kohenim are not going to be able to eat them. Anyway, Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Lozman of Shimon, I'm a lawyer, I'm a Kaddish, and she used to put Lashman, we use it with Dom and Lashman. Rebbe Lozman of Shimon says, never, if the bread is not Kaddish, unless you do the Shita and the Zrika Lashman. Now, the point is, therefore, so we see that Rebbe is also saying that they don't, that both of them agree that it only becomes Kaddish after it's, sometime after it's baked. With when something is done with the Shnei Klasim, just the Shchit of the Shemana, according to Rebbe, is enough to give them a degree of Kedusha, and according to the laws of Shimon, it has to be the sprinkling of the blood was also done with Shema. So therefore, in any case, Rebbe is not holding that they became Kaddish when they were in the oven. So if Rebbe holds they didn't become Kaddish in the oven, means they could have been baked the day before. They wouldn't become possible by Lina, because they become possible by Lina only when they're in a Kli Sharis. Well then, we're back to, then why would Rebbe say that the baking of the Shnei Alechem is Derech HaShabbos? When according to him, it could have been done a couple of days earlier. It could have been done the day earlier, the day before Shavuos, and there wouldn't be a problem of Lina, and therefore according to him, it shouldn't be Derech HaShabbos. So the answer is Amr of Nachmanides. So Nachmanides explains this machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is not referring to whether the bread becomes kaddish and kedushas and guf, but rather hukbu v'loy hukbu. The machlokas of them is only when do they become tied to those tefasim, namely that you can't take that those shtei alechem and use them together with different sheep. So in other words, so. So Rebbe is going to hold. Once they were shechted, once the sheep were shechted, then already it's too late, even if afterwards something happens to the sheep. Then you can't take that existing shtei lechem and use them with new sheep. If there's a problem, you're going to have to start over with new sheep and new shtei lechem. So as a Rebbe would hold, once the sheep was shechted, then they're tied together like that. And Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon would say only when the blood is sprinkled. But as far as the bread having kedushas and wolf, no, Rebbe can well hold that it's as soon as it's in the oven, as soon as it's baked in the oven, and therefore that means that he holds that it has to be done on Yom Tov, and therefore for that reason it's Dercha Yom Tov, because it couldn't have been done otherwise. Otherwise, it becomes possible by later. Tosfos refers to over here an explanation of there was earlier in the Masechta when we had that whole sugya of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and Tosfos had explained that the word hukbu and loy hukbu over here means, in other words, will they become possible if they're taken out of the azara? So in other words, the idea would be when they're baked in the oven, they do have kedushas and guf. As far as other purposes, as far as that you can't be poured to them anymore, as far as that if a tzvul yom touches it, it becomes possible. But as far as that if they're taken out of the azara, they'll become possible. That's to have machlokas from laws of Reb Shimon and Rebbe, whether that will be once the klosim are shechted or only once the blood is sprinkled. In any case, though, that has nothing to do with the question of whether they become kodesh, kedush taguf, in the oven, where Rebbe can well hold that they do, and therefore that means that Rebbe is saying, so anything which can only be done on Shabbos has to be done on Shabbos, and is doicha Shabbos, and that would include, according to him, the baking of the shtei lechem, because you couldn't have baked them the day before, because they do become holy in the oven. And therefore, they'd be possible by lina if you left them, if you made them one day and then offered them and then brought them as the shtei lechem the next day. So therefore, so we can still say though that Rebbe holds when it comes to the omer. In fact, though, it's not so. According to Rebbe, the harvesting does not have to be done the night before the omer is brought. And therefore, according to him, when the 16th of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, then in fact you do have to do the harvesting sometime before erev Pesach or earlier. And not allow it to be Dercha Shabbos. Meanwhile, we're saying Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon would say that it is Dercha Shabbos because it has to be done the night before. Now, we said also, again, we were saying that Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds that it's also because it's Dercha Shabbos. Therefore, he said if you do it by day, it would be possible because, in other words, that's the rule. And only if it could be done. According to Rebbe, that it could have been done earlier, it could also be done on the morning of the 16th of Nisan if necessary, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, not. Now, we talk about the Rambam holds that it's both, really. The Rambam holds that the harvesting of the Omer is done for Shabbos, but he also says that if they harvest it by day, then it's kosher. So it seems to be contradictory. So one answer that Tzon Kodshin gives an answer that it's based on the principle the Gemara had mentioned earlier, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, that's still always better when a mitzvah can be done in the proper time, and therefore, again, the Gemara had brought up, now the Gemara had said over there that Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita might only apply when we were already Dercha Shabbos for the Shchita anyway, but we don't have to say that, says the Tzon Kodshin. We could say that Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita applies across the board. And therefore, so it doesn't matter whether we were Dercha Shabbos already in that regard. And the Tzon Kodshim explains, there are Tanoim earlier in our Perek, who in fact hold that way, Rabbi Shmuel and from the Misgan HaKohenim, versus the Chachamim. So in other words, so we see that our opinion, the Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita, applies regardless, and therefore we can say that the Omer should be done on Friday night, but nevertheless, if it wasn't, then it can be done in the morning. And then there are a couple of other explanations. Among Achronim to reconcile the Rambam. Another explanation is that Rambam gets his opinion from a Yerushalmi. The idea would be the Rambam would be saying that the Mishnah had said that it is Dercha Shabbos. So even though the Gemara is explaining that maybe it means that only the offering of it is Dercha Shabbos, the Rambam can still understand that it means that in the end the harvesting of it is Dercha Shabbos as well. But nevertheless, he can still hold other than that, like Rebbe, that if it was harvested by day, then it is kosher. Hadron Alach Rabbi Shmuel. I think it's a little bit